And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. And of course, it's our Halloween Spooktacular.
Part one.
Yeah, all month long in October. So very fun, exciting stuff to stay tuned for. And Joseph, what song is this?
Well, Linda Scott is bringing us into the segment with I've Told Every Little Star. You might recall this song from Mulholland Drive.
Yeah, that's right.
This is one of several songs that we featured on the show, Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies. We'll be doing so for the next 3 weeks. That leads up to Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies 5. And, of course, we need to take a little bit of a break from the Halloween stuff for just a moment. But, you know, superheroes are pretty big, so maybe this is not quite that much of a leap from Halloween. But, yeah. You know, Arrow is coming back this week on the CW. We just finished speaking with Leanne Lapp on behalf of iZombie. That comes back on October 6th. And, you know, I think it's October 7th when Arrow comes back. Right now we have on one of someone who's joining the cast of Arrow, actress Alicia Rotaru. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Now, was I right on the date? Is it October 7th?
That's the premiere, yes.
Excellent.
That's correct.
Excellent. Now, so you are going to be, you're going to be popping up in the season premiere, right?
I'm going to be actually, my episode's coming up on the 14th. So
on the 14th,
episode two, yeah.
Okay.
But I think they're going to be paving the way.
Excellent.
For the 14th, yeah.
Excellent. Because I know that there was a lot of mystery, and there's probably still some mystery surrounding your character. We weren't able to say too.
All I am entitled to say right now is that she's going to be a love interest for Oliver. And that's all I can really give you myself. I'm going to be appearing in the flashbacks.
Okay.
And until the 14th, we all have to kind of stick around and wait and see what happens.
All right. That works. That works. Were you a fan or did you watch Arrow before you were cast for the show?
I did. You know, I'm always keen on watching all the shows that are here in my backyard. Anything that's filming that I have the potential to work on. So Arrow was one of them. I mean, Supernatural, a lot of CW stuff that I've had the luxury to work on already. And so Arrow was one of those shows that as I was watching it throughout the years, the following behind it started to evolve. And I was like, wow, this is really amazing. Like, this is kind of a lot of fun that it's shooting here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's not just because of the following. It's just the writing and the grittiness of the show, I think, really attracted me to it in general anyways. Because you're just bringing a different flavor to the CW with Arrow, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, superheroes are huge. And once again, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with actress Alicia Rotaru. She's going to be playing a love interest on Arrow. Her first appearance is on the 14th, but the show premieres its new season on October 7th. And if anyone's joining us on Meerkat and they have any questions for our guest, please let us know and we'll be sure to ask her over the air. You know, and as far as Arrow goes, I wanted to move on to something else just momentarily. During the break, we were looking into your resume, all the different projects that you've done, and you actually have something in common with our last guest, Leanne Lapp, right?
Yeah, I love Leanne. Yeah, she's great. I didn't know you were chatting with her. She's wonderful. Yeah. I just saw her last weekend.
And so,
yeah, and we worked on a project called School of Fish together.
So a couple things in common, because wow. Not just that. And even though it was a totally different episode, but Leanne was on promoting the premiere of iZombie, and from our understanding, you were in the pilot of iZombie.
Yes, yes. So we didn't actually get to work together on that set, but I was very grateful and fortunate to open the show by being on the pilot, which was a really fun experience.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it's another show that the CW is just, they're coming up with great scenarios for viewers to watch, and that pilot just hooked me in. So that's another show I've been watching as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and then Leanne, of course, came in on the season finale last year, so interesting how that works. Other thing in common is you're both from Vancouver.
That's right.
Absolutely. And Leanne was saying how beautiful it is. I've never been up there, but I definitely want to go. But we got in a little talk about hockey. Are you a big Canucks fan?
I support it. I'm not like over the moon about hockey in general. I know I shouldn't really be admitting that, but my... sorry, guys. I'm there, right? Like if friends are like, do you want to go to a game?
Right.
I will go and I'll wear a hat and I'll wear the jersey if I can find one.
Oh, okay.
And I'll go and I'll have a few beers and cheer my face off.
There you go.
But I'm not a fanatic. I'm more of a sports enthusiast when I'm playing sports.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So that's kind of where my like juju for cheering sports on lies.
What
like,
sports?
I love beach volleyball. I love snowboarding. I love skiing. My boyfriend's an avid golfer, which is another sport that I'm slowly trying to acquaint myself with,
which
is hard.
Wow.
But those are my top three, I'd say, like beach volleyball, snowboarding, skiing, and whatever you can throw at me. I think I'm athletic, so I can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and we were, I don't know if we were joking with you or what, we were listening to you sing during the break as well.
No, I wasn't joking.
Oh, no, Dave wasn't joking. All right, that's for Breakthrough
That's inappropriate,
after dark.
Dave.
Yeah. But, of course...
Break through that shower curtain, boys.
You heard, she's got a boyfriend there. So
yes,
careful,
Dave. Oh, yes.
His name is Oliver. He's a superhero.
Oliver Twist.
Right. But, so, of course, working on Arrow, I mean, that's got to be fun, you know, without revealing, you know, anything that we can't reveal. I'm sure that you have seen some of the superhero action on, at least on set, no?
You know what? Because I'm only in the flashback scenes, I'm very limited to what I get to witness myself anyway.
Oh.
The set is so vast. Like, these guys are shooting in so many locations trying to capture the beauty of the landscape we have here, you know, for the benefit of the show. So because I'm only confined to the flashbacks, my experience is strictly in that world. So all I get to really experience of the superhero action is sometimes when I go into the production office and I see the costume. So I'm chatting with the other characters and actors in makeup and hair. So we'll see what happens. But for now, the superhero I really get to attach to is, you know, the flashback Oliver Queen.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. Well, you know, speaking of all that makeup and whatnot, we, you know, again, we're celebrating Halloween all month long here on Breakthrough Entertainment. Do you know what costume you'll be wearing for Halloween? Do you know your plans yet?
I had a few options this year. I love Halloween. It's one of my favorites. Initially, I was thinking of going as a hot dog.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And then having someone else, hopefully my partner, be the bun. And we could all be like life size, you know, and then like my sister could be the mustard or something.
That is a
and
cool.
We could go as an ensemble.
That's really unique. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I like that.
That is very. You got to put that on YouTube.
I don't know. Yeah, like we're hoping. It's just hard, like finding a costume designer to make this huge costume for us. So if that doesn't work out, we'll probably just go as like, you know, the creepy priest and the naughty schoolgirl, and I'll just use my high school uniform.
Oh, yeah. Also true stories. Huh?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, that is...
Well, actually, with priests, it would be the naughty school boy.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, this might sound like an out-of-the-blue question if you don't know what I'm talking about, but are you a fan of Big Brother Canada?
Yeah and no.
Okay.
Like, I watch it. I know of it when I peek in to watch it, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not super attached.
Right. Well, the reason that I asked.
It creeps me out.
Well, the reason I asked is because the hot dog costume, I don't know if you saw, they had a hot dog costume on
there
as well.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I
should try and contact those people and be like, can I use that?
Yeah.
No, I like your idea better with it, where it's, you know, two separate costumes.
Yeah, that is a cool thing.
Yeah. Now, yeah, you get the image, you know, and then the bun can go up and, like, put anybody in their bun.
Well, it like wasn't this type of show, but we could go with this.
Big bun hug.
Now, I'm a big fan of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and we had Devin Bostick on our show, what, about a year ago, maybe?
Yeah, about last year, I think.
And tell us, you know him, right?
I do. He's a nice kid. Okay. Well, I guess he's still a kid, yeah. Yeah. He's younger than me.
So. Yeah, he's a younger hot dog. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Well,
so,
hey, you guys just took it there.
Yeah, that was Dave again. Now, you know, you've been in films, roles in films, and then also, you know, with the TV shows like this with Arrow. And, you know, I know you mentioned it's flashback scenes, so some of the shooting might be a little different. But do you have a preference between film and TV in terms of kind of behind-the-scenes shooting or differences that you might be able to point out?
You know, it's a question, like every time I get asked this question, I always get goosebumps because it's so exciting to answer.
Mm-hmm.
When you're working here in Vancouver, it's the only thing I can really talk to because I haven't, you know, yet explored working in the States or anything like that. Soon though. But, you know, we in Vancouver, a lot of people talk about being day players, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's very hard. I don't want to say very hard, but you know, landing those recurring characters or those lead roles or those supporting roles on TV, they're hard to do. And it takes, you know, like when you get that opportunity, you run with it and you hopefully maximize every opportunity you can. So a lot of my career has been a lot of day player roles. So I'm only on set maybe for like a week for an episode for a TV show. But within that week, you know, you have to bring your game pretty hard because you have to evolve a character almost before you get there and then mesh with an ensemble that's already been established. So I think you really have to be quite sensitive and aware with your own energy and the energy that's around you as you come into that workspace, because then you're gone. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you're on a show for half a day as a guest star and then you're out. And then when you're working on a film, that's a lot of fun too, because you get to evolve the ensemble with everybody. So there's a completely different dynamic, but you're working, I think, from the same place of here's an ensemble, let's work together. But just the approach is a little bit different, if you get what I mean.
Right.
Like, you know, like the two of you guys, like I'm coming onto your show right now and we have to jive.
There's four of us. Please don't confuse me with Dave, the guy that's asking all the inappropriate questions.
And me either. Yeah. Greg and Joseph here, and then Dave's the one asking the weird questions, and then Eric,
what about Eric? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you
I'm
know,
in another room.
What about Eric?
Well, he has a girlfriend. No. But not anymore.
Fiancé, Dave.
Oh, fiancé got elevated.
We were there when he proposed.
There.
Come on.
See,
now.
David,
it was very romantic.
But if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with actress Alicia Rotaru, and she hasn't hung up yet, on behalf of Arrow. And, of course, the next season, the season premieres on October 7th on the CW. You'll get to see her first appearance on October 14th. And there's a lot of mystery surrounding her. Of course, she's a love interest on the show. But you were just talking about, you know, walking onto the set, Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
What has it been very welcoming? I mean, I can't imagine you'd say no, but tell us about the experience walking onto set of Arrow.
I'm so glad you asked, because that's one of my favorite things to talk about right now. It is beyond exciting. Like the first day I walked onto that set, I was so overwhelmed with all the smiling and supportive faces. And how many people on the crew remembered me from my role on Hellcat.
Mm-hmm.
I had a recurring on that show that was a few years back. And a lot of that crew is now the crew on Arrow. And it was the most overwhelming, supportive, like, sensation that I've experienced in a long time walking onto a set. Because all the dudes, all the guys, all the chicks, like the script supervisor, second camera op, you know, like, they were just like, hey, good to have you back. And it was that moment that I'm like, thank you. Like, this feels damn good. You know what I mean? And then, of course, meeting Steven for the first time, he's just lovely. And, you know, a fellow Canadian killing it on TV, you know, just doing his stuff. And he's so good. Like, he's off book, you know, he plays with you. He surprises me every time I work with him. And I think we have a nice dynamic together where we can just explore different work in the scene. And that's so much fun. So it's been one of the most fun experiences thus far, you know, this year, I should say, just because of everyone's support and how everyone's just cheering everybody on.
That's great to hear. And I know people mm-hmm. love Arrow and they love those characters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we cannot wait to see your appearance on the show. But now, before we let you go, I'm sure that everyone out there who's listening to this interview is still thinking about that hot dog costume or the schoolgirl costume. They want to see this, so we've got to let them know where they can see the pictures on Twitter.
So all my social media handles are my first and last name. So at Alicia Rodaru, and you can creep on me all you want. Leave your comments, tag me. I love that. I love connecting with people on that level. It's a lot of fun. You know, don't tell me, show me. That's kind of where I'm at.
Can we stalk too?
Always. By You're the, talking to like an
That was Eric,
one
by
PI
the way.
Over here.
Well, you said we could creep. I wanted to know if we could be stalkers too.
Let me just write that information down.
My last name is Reinert, R-E-I-N-E-R-T.
Well, I've got to say, Alicia, you one of our favorite guests we've ever had. You're just so playful and fun. Thank you so much for putting up with us. And, you know, happy Halloween. We really look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you, gentlemen. Likewise. Have a really great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Alicia.
Again, actress Alicia Rotaru. Arrow, check it out on the CW October 7th.
She was a lot of fun.
Yeah, she was.
She just seems like a delightful personality.
Good sport.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, sometimes, and, you know, I'll say something flirty and then it feels like uncomfortable. I mean, this time we were just having a good time. That's
and then
all.
When Dave said the shower thing.
I know, it was really. But
I see.
But yeah, so.
That's how I roll.
We're big fans. Alicia, thank you so much.
Yeah,
just great. And, of course, now throughout the next few weeks, we're going to be hearing several songs from the Final Destination franchise. But
sure.
The one that kicked it all off, of course, from the very first Final Destination, John Denver singing Rocky Mountain High.
Love that song.
Hey, Greg, did you know that they opened up a Whole Foods in South Park?
Really?
Yeah, it's really upscale now.
Why didn't
it looks
you ask
nice.
Me the same question?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't. Were you aware that they opened up the Whole
That's
Foods?
That's where I'm going to go meet some friends of mine.
Yeah.
South Park, that's out by the point at South Mountain.
No, it's in Colorado, dude.
Yeah. No, Colorado. Now they got this new upscale place, Sopasado.
Maybe
it's by Kenny's house.
Maybe Cartman will
Kenny
lose
Loggins?
No, no.
Kenny's dead.
He's dead.
When did he die? I didn't know that.
He died.
They killed Kenny.
How inappropriate.
Kenny Loggins? No. What?
Anyway,
Kenny Loggins.
Rocky Mountain High, Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 1.
Absolutely. And of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment, as Joseph said, our Halloween Spooktacular Part 1, and all month long here in October on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.